This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, you know, this is something, I'm just going to say it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a special guest with me here today, mashallah. As you can see, we're in Kuala Lumpur, the beautiful Kuala Lumpur, alhamdulillah. And one of the beautiful sights in Kuala Lumpur is Sheikh Abdul Wahhab Salim Hafidhahullah wa Ra'ah.
Allah yusallimkum Sheikhna al-Kareem.
Alhamdulillah, tabarakallah. Look, one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that whenever you meet people of knowledge, you get to talk about different things. And we were talking over breakfast about some of the prophets of Allah. I know it's a weird conversation over breakfast, but that's just how it is. And we were speaking about Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Ibrahim alayhi salam, subhanAllah.
Yeah. And you know, subhanAllah, sometimes we need to console ourselves, and one of the best way to console ourselves from some of the difficulties and some of the successes that we have in life, and yes, you need to console yourself from success as well, just to make sure that you're centered and that you're focused on what's right and what it is that's an obligation between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sheikh, you know, he was mentioning some really wonderful and powerful points, and we were going back and forth about that. Even in some of the greatest triumphs that we have, there's always temperament with us, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will always be something to humble us and to bring us back to a centered position. What are your thoughts, Sheikh?
One of the things that subhanAllah I notice in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam is that he was always grateful. In every single scenario, yeah. Ibrahim alayhi salam is always grateful. And we know that Ibrahim is the father of all of the prophets, in that from his progeny happened to be many prophets and messengers.
No.
And one of the reasons why Allah gave him this gift was because of his gratefulness.
No.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alayhi salam.
Allah says, Shakiran li an'umihi. Ijtabahu.
No. And it's unique that Allah says an'umihi, that it's as if Allah is saying that Ibrahim understood the many virtues and the many blessings. While Allah speaks about much of humanity that we aren't able to be thankful for the one ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was shakiran li an'umihi. He was able to fulfill that thankfulness to Allah in many, many different ways and levels.
And when he was grateful, Allah azza wa jal ended up choosing him. And when he chose him, he gave him a gift. And one of the greatest gifts that a person can be given is he can be guided to the straight path.
Allahumma.
So Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَدَهُ إِلَى صَرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah guided him to the straight path. I ask Allah to guide us also, inshaAllah, through gratefulness to the straight path.
Ameen. Now, you know, this is something, I'm just going to say it. Sheikh Abdul Wahhab is quite an expert in many things, but he's just finished a book that he's translated about the life story of Prophet Ibrahim. And what's unique about this book is that it gives you the Arabic text, and it's a sentence, and immediately under it is a translation. So it's something that's an Arabic guide. I found that really unique. It's something that I want to use in my school, inshallah, for some of our students. But the story of Ibrahim is told in a very uplifting way. It's something that contains the words of Allah and the description of what they are to be utilized in our personal life. So jazakallah khair for the fulfillment of this obligation. I know it's volume one of how many?
12, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. I think there's 4 already coming out in print, 4 already ready out of the 12. Look out for it, inshallah. This wasn't purposeful, by the way, but you know, it's an opportunity. We were speaking about Ibrahim. And the Sheikh, jazakallah khair, he gifted me the book, so I appreciate it. Allahumma barik wa lak alhamd.
But I'm just going to add a little bit of something there. I shouldn't take the credit for the book because my wife put a lot of time into
Allahumma
it.
Allahumma barik.
May Allah bless her. Allahumma ameen.
Ameen.
She did a lot of the translation work, and I also did a lot of the work. So she's also deserving of the credit. But the way the book was done was we were teaching a class to children, and as the class was being taught, the translation was being done at the same time. So this book, you know, we tested it on to children. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our children through it.
Allahumma
we actually did it for our children to begin with.
Alhamdulillah. Allah grant us al-qabool, ya Rabb. May Allah continue to use you for the ummah, both here in KL and abroad. And this is an untapped resource in some parts. He's recognized by those who know, but those who don't know should know. InshaAllah. Allahumma barik, ya Rabb. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.